For the past year, Corey Bergstresser of Lexington has had to witness his St. Bernard Cujo suffer from rapidly deteriorating function in his hips. Corey wasn't really sure what to do about it. On the one hand, large breeds such as St. Bernards have a lifespan of 8 to 10 years. Cujo, who is 8, is in his twilight years, and joint issues are almost to be expected. But it was still gut-wrenching for Corey.
He just starts to make his way up the stairs, and I hear him whimpering. And, you know, I go to see what's wrong. He's only about 25% of the way up the staircase. And he's just standing there, and his back legs are shaking, like he's even scared to take another step. So I picked him up, you know, by his rear, by his hips, and helped him get up the stairs. You know, he's a 150-pound dog. It wasn't an easy task. And, you know, that's when it really set in.
Corey first heard about stem cell therapy from veterinarian Walter Logan of the Well Pet Group, a concierge practice for companion animals in Lexington. A vet for 36 years, Dr. Logan began transitioning into stem cell therapy last year.
I actually think that regenerative medicine therapy is going to change the way we practice in the next few years on many, many fronts. And I'm very excited about it and happy to be on the forefront of it.
Since the early to mid-aughts, stem cell therapy has been used by the equine industry to treat orthopedic conditions in horses, repairing fractures, tendon and ligament injuries, and treating arthritis. The transition to small animal therapy, meaning dogs and cats, is new. Part of this, of course, is the money. Dr. Logan says it costs roughly $1,800 to $2,000 for pets who come to him through an outside referral. Members of his practice pay significantly less.
Regenerative stem cells are attracted to inflammation, and these joints are just full of inflammation. Mm-hmm. That's what creates the pain, makes the animal uncomfortable, you know, limits their range. Mm-hmm. And the first thing these cells do is decrease the inflammation.
Stem cells are essentially immature cells that do not yet have a specific job to do in the body. They can be extracted from several different body tissues, but Dr. Logan pulls his from an area of extra fatty tissue below the animal's belly button. The tissue is put through a process to separate the stem cells from the fat. The stem cells are then injected into the injured part of the body.
7 days after the stem cell treatments, we had come into the basement and, you know, we start to go up the stairs, and I'm like, you know, here's kind of the test. He didn't run up them, but unassisted, he never whimpered, he never stopped. And that's when it really set in that, you know, I think I've done the right thing, that this is really going to make a difference.
It sounds like a magic bullet, and in some ways it is. Getting to watch an older dog walk easily up the steps where a few years ago he might have had to be put on a lifetime of medications or even be put down. But stem cell therapy, particularly in the small animal realm, has been moving at such an accelerated clip, results have been primarily anecdotal. Rigorous long-term scientific study of certain conditions, as well as industry oversight, hasn't always kept pace. This is according to Jennifer Barrett, a professor of equine surgery at Virginia Tech's Marion DuPont Scott Equine Medical Center. She says stem cell therapy in small animals is promising.
There's some conditions where the evidence is quite good for stem cell therapy. We're doing a lot of research looking at it to treat osteoarthritis, and we're doing research in a large clinical trial in dogs to look at treating tendon injury in dogs. And our initial results are very favorable, but they're not published.
In June, the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine finally published guidelines for the industry, an indication of greater regulatory oversight in the coming years.
The question came, is the veterinary field and is the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine going to regulate the veterinary stem cells the same way as the human stem cells are regulated? And essentially the answer came down, essentially yes, they're being regulated very similarly.
The vet schools, the research labs, they're just now starting to really pump out these papers and put their own departments together. And so, you know, over the next few years, I think you're really going to see this take off. And it's going to change the way, as I said earlier, that we practice medicine.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.